Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and by Angel Square Incorporated of Beloit.
And again, welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Brad Gober joining us now, the coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, nice win there, obviously an important win as you get to host a playoff game now after beating TMP Marion 14-6 there at home on Friday night. Everything on the ground for you, the 178 yards rushing, a couple touchdown runs, one from Ashton Bletcher, another from Joel Rexroth. Christian Mears ran for 80 yards for you. Just overall, obviously a low-scoring game, but how do you feel about the way the kids played there Friday night?
Yeah, we played hard, and we were able to do some things, to put some points on the board, to win the game. We just have to continue to improve and continue to get better. You know, our kids. One thing that I love about our kids is they're going to keep playing hard no matter what. You know, adversity we're facing this year with injuries. Our kids are constantly trying to play well and get better and. That's just the culture of our team and our program. And are proud of our kids for just battling. You know, a lot of teams at this point in the year would have checked out with some of the things we dealt with injury-wise. But we just keep playing and with the next man up and keep trying to find ways to win games. And at this point in the year, all you want to do is win. And it doesn't matter how you do it, just win.
You talked about different guys having to take on key roles for you and bouncing back with this kind of a group after a tough loss the week before. And then, obviously you're not winning that game the week before, but you're still getting reps. How important has that been and seeing these kids just kind of bounce back, like you said, and just continue to play on and get ready for the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at it. You know, obviously it's disappointing that we don't have our full squad out there, but that's football and that's life, and you're not always going to have it's not always going to go perfect every year for you. And certainly hasn't been the case this year. But at the end of the day, like, we're getting a lot of kids reps and a lot of kids are getting a chance to play, and especially younger kids who are learning a lot about themselves, football players. And, you know, that's going to bode well, obviously, for the future, you know, getting some games under their belt, and having to play. I look at someone like, for example, Brooks Jones, having to play a lot of games this year on defense and offense. And it's going to bode well for him as he moves forward into his senior year. The first time playing varsity this year at times. That's just one example. I mean, Riley Hill having to start the last four games on the offensive line, which is a much different position for him this year, and that's going to bode well for his future. And so, it's been good for our kids to see, some of that, and we're getting better. Each and every week our kids are playing those positions, and that's all you can ask for is kids play hard, and then we'll see kind of where everything falls.
Playoffs start Friday night for Beloit. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we will preview the matchup with Lakin here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
And welcome back here on KD Country 94 on the Locker Room Chats. As Brad Gober's with us now, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team, or still with us, I should say, as coach, you move on to take on Lakin in the first round of the playoffs here in Class 2A. They're coming off of a 4-overtime loss to Larned last week, so obviously they had to put in a lot of work there, and it was a long game for them. Just looking at Lakin coming into this game, what are your thoughts on what they look like and what you expect to see from their squad?
Yeah, their coach does a great job. He's been there for a while now, and his kids run their flex zone triple option really well, and You know, this will be the second week in a row we've seen that, and their third time this year. And so, you know, it's not anything new for our kids as far as what they're looking at and reads are, but, you know, they do a really good job, and they've got speed, and, you know, they do a good job of understanding what they're trying to do in their system. They play hard, they're physical on defense, and so, you know, we're going to have to be kind of ready to roll from the start, you know, and you know, we're going to have to read our keys and play sound football, and if we do those things, we'll be okay.
I know you've had a lot of success in this round of the playoffs in the past, but what's the preparation like going into something like this as you do get set for a playoff run here and want to be hitting on all cylinders?
Yeah, I mean, it's the key to the playoffs, you know, and just from, you know, the years that we've been on long runs, you know, been at the quarterfinals the last 4 years, went to the state title game, the semifinal game, and, you know, the key is always, you know, do we understand what our jobs are? Are we locked in? You know, sometimes during the regular season, there's distractions that come up and, you know, things like that. But when you get to the playoffs, one of the things our kids have done a really good job of is blocking out any outside noise, and they focus in on what their job is. And they're typically super hyper-focused on everything in details. And, you know, in the playoffs, it comes down to details. You know, every team that you play is good, and so you've got to know exactly what your job is, and it's win or go home. And our kids have always done a really good job with that. So, you know, we're gonna kind of just follow the same format we've used over the years, and you know, hopefully we'll play well enough to get a win on Friday.
Brad Gilbert, coach of the Bullet Trojans, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck against Lakin there Friday night.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Fans catch the game on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Pregame coverage at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Also watch online video stream at the Beloit Trojan channel at ncksports.com. And our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Angel Square Incorporated in Beloit.
Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrig and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262. Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Steve Tiernan. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And a reminder to catch the Football Express every Friday night at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Osborne Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, and by Nextech.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chat. Steve Tiernan joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, another win for you as you finished out the regular season, a non-district game at Fairfield on Friday night, winning 46-0 early third quarter. Two guys over 100 yards rushing for you as Dalton Garman had 107 with four touchdowns. Dawson Lance, another 100-yard game with a touchdown as well. Just as has been really the case over the recent weeks, you were able to use the run game and didn't need much of the pass and get another big win.
Yeah, that's just the way we like it. Let's just go run the ball if we can and not need to pass. So it just worked out good. And I'd like to commend Fairfield a little bit in the fact that last year we played them there and I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm not making fun of the team. Just they're very unorganized. This year, I mean, it was a total role reversal. I mean, they had a plan. They had a good defensive plan. They just had a lot more structure to them. And They're a much improved team.
So you do get that win, and for you, and I know you're going to brush this off and say it doesn't have much to do with you, but you did pick up your 200th win and your coaching career there on Thursday night or Friday night against Fairfield. What does that mean in the grand scheme of what you've been able to accomplish over your coaching career?
Oh, right. right now, very little. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had good players and I've had good assistant coaches. That's what that means. I mean, it was another game, and yeah, someday I'll look back and say, boy, that's quite a deal. But right now, let's just go win the next one.
It means you're getting old too, right?
That I am. No doubt there.
Again, you do pick up the win. What were some of the things that you liked the most just about your team's performance as you head into the postseason with that victory?
I just think these last several games have stayed very consistent in our effort and in our execution and just in doing the right things. I mean, we've played hard. We've blocked the whistle defensively. Every now and then we'll have a missed assignment. Somebody will go inside and they're supposed to go outside. But for the most part, we've stayed pretty consistent in doing the right things. So let's hope that carries on.
We are talking with Steve Tiernan, head coach of the Osborne football team. Take a time out. When we come back, we're going to preview the first playoff game with Blue Valley Randolph coming up on Thursday here in our locker room chats on KD Country 94.
Attention farmers! For full-service fertilizer and crop protection, your best way forward is always Midway Co-op. Our specialists provide you the best in crop nutrition and protection. And it's all matched up to your current soil conditions. We custom blend, and we're happy to apply it for you if needed. Maximize your yields, increase your profit picture. Let's talk fertilizer today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
346-5451.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
And back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94, we're still with Steve Tiernan, the coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, Blue Valley Randolph coming up next for you. They're 4-4 on the season and picked up a 70-44 win over Lynn to get themselves into the postseason. Looking at this Blue Valley team, there's not a lot of comparative scores that you can go off of, but they do have some athletic kids on their team on their roster, it looks like. What are your thoughts on Blue Valley coming up on Thursday?
Yeah, like I said, there's just not a lot to compare, not a lot to go by. I know they play in a very tough league, and so you can throw the record out the window. I mean, and anybody can throw the record out the window because it all starts over right now anyway. But so you can't go by and say, well, they were only 500. They can't be that good. Teams that beat them were very good, and I'm pretty sure we did not have the toughest schedule in the world. So, I don't know. I guess we'll just all show up and see what happens.
When you watch this team on film, what are some of the things that they like to do to have success?
Oh, but they mix it up pretty good. I think early in the year, which I didn't see this on film, but I think they threw the ball a lot. And then as the year's gone, they've kind of balanced that out, and they run it, and they throw it. But defensively, they switch defense, of course. We're kind of getting very used to that as far as we'll prepare for one thing and we'll see another thing. But hopefully they already switched it, so we won't have to we'll just prepare for the one that we're going to see. But early on, they had a little trouble stopping people, and they've kind of switched their defense up, and it seems to be a little better. So, like I say, we'll hopefully be ready for the challenge.
We've talked about this throughout the season, but it's been a season where you've had some injuries and had to shift some people around. But it does look like, anyway, that you're fairly healthy heading into the postseason. So how much have those reps at different spots helped your team get an improvement and get better as you go into the postseason here?
Oh, I think the more guys you get in, the more snaps you get in, obviously the better you are, especially down the road. And much like I've said this before, I mean, teams that make deep runs into the playoffs, nobody ever looks at it this way, but they're getting an extra 3, sometimes 4 weeks of practice that nobody else gets, and everybody else. So, but that, I mean, it truly does. I think that carries over to next year, that you don't start quite as shabby as what you could. And I mean, I think that matters. So yeah, during the season, obviously, yes, you've got a guy that's getting some snaps during the season when the games matter. I think it does carry over to later in the year.
Steve Tiernan, coach of the Osborne football team here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and good luck as you open out the postseason against Blue Valley Thursday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Osborne locker room chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Nextech, and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Mike Rogers. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement, Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray, and by Nextech.
And welcome back here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Mike Rogers joining us now, the coach of the Smith Center football team. Coach, a nice win for your team, district championship on Friday night. You beat Valley Heights 34-22, a battle as you expected, and you really were able to kind of hold their running game in check as they had 106 yards total rushing and really had to go to the pass. They weren't real efficient in the pass, but did get pick up quite a few yards there. But just overall, how do you feel about the performance of your kids and picking up a nice road win?
Well, I thought that was the best football game we played this year. You know, we really, I thought, dominated the line of scrimmage. We had, I think, 20 more plays offensively than they had. So, you know, we were able to run the ball and had over 300 yards rushing and two backs over 100 yards. So that was the kind of thing that we wanted to do. We knew their offense was pretty powerful. So, you know, we always say that our best defense is our offense. We can keep them from having the ball. So we were able to accomplish that. And like I said, I think we kept their running game pretty well in check. They had two backs that had quite a few yards going into that game. They did throw, I think, three or four longer passes against us, which made up for most of their yardage in the passing game. So some areas where we could get a little bit better in that way, but I thought we played a really good football game.
You know, when I talk to Smith Center coaches, whether it's you this year or Coach Sass in the past or even Coach Barta before that, you know, I think one of the things about the Mid-Continent League is that you see a lot of different offenses in this league year after year. So how does that help prepare you for a team like Valley Heights that can really do a lot of different things on offense?
Well, you know, it does, because we've seen some teams that are run heavy and we've seen some teams that are pass heavy. So by the time you get to the end of the season, you feel like you've seen a little bit of everything. And so kind of there's some generalities that mix, you know, together going into some games at the end of the season. You know, I think it's a good preparation as the year goes along for the end of the season.
We're talking with Mike Rogers, the coach of the Smith Center Redmen. Again, district champs getting ready for the playoffs. They'll play Thursday against Belle Plaine, and we'll preview that coming up after this break here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
And welcome back here on Locker Room Chat. Says Mike Rogers still with us, coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Thursday night game coach as they move that up. So state volleyball for the girls coming up on Friday and Saturday. So just kind of looking at the opponent. Yeah, Bell Plain, they're 2-6. And just chatting with you off air, so it doesn't look like they've got a real deep team, but they've struggled a bit here this season. But when you see them on film, what stands out the most about Bell Plain?
Well, there's a lot of mental things you have to prepare for because they do a lot of different formations, and you know, they're like a lot of teams nowadays. They like to spread the field and throw it around, and a quarterback does look like he can throw a pretty good ball, and they got some kids who can catch it, and you know, a pretty good running back, so they do pose some threats. So we just have to be mentally prepared and know what we're doing for each of their offensive formations and be ready to go out and play a good football game.
You know, I know coming into the playoffs, usually this first-round game is one that you're going to be favored heavily in, but what's some of the things that you focus on during the week of practice leading up to this first playoff game to make sure your kids are zoned in and focused? Because really, like every coach will tell you, everybody's 0-0 right now.
Yeah, they are, and, you know, there's no second chances, we tell them. And, you know, we used to call Coach Wilson, used to always say it was survive in advance, but you want to do more than just survive. You know, we feel like we got some momentum going. So it's our last half of the season, and we played really well Friday night, so we'd like to keep that momentum rolling into the playoffs.
How do you feel about the development of everything that you've had to do? You know, you got a new quarterback this year, and the way the offense has really kind of improved throughout the season as you go into a postseason run here.
Well, we feel really good about where we're at now. You know, that first 3 or 4 weeks was kind of a struggle. We got a sophomore quarterback, and, you know, we knew it would pay dividends in the future for him to be able to be the starter this year. But, you know, there were some growing pains that we had to work through, and we didn't play real well on the offensive line at the beginning of the year. You know, and we have a new offensive line coach and as well as a new defensive coordinator. So those are two of the most important positions that I think you have on the staff. And those guys have both done a good job. So our offensive line's come a long ways. You know, at the beginning of the year, we were just kind of our own worst enemy with penalties and bad snaps and things like that. But we've gotten so much better, you know, the last 5 weeks that we were really playing the type of football that we felt like we were capable of playing at the beginning of the year.
Mike Rogers, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here on our Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for being with us this week, Coach. Wish you the best of luck as you open out playoffs on Thursday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement, Nextech, and Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook agent.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with the Thunder Ridge Longhorns and their head coach, Joel Strukoff. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information, visit NCKSSports.com. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Nextech, Insurance Smart with locations in Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray. And by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, joined now by Joel Strukoff, coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, it was a tough one for you out of Sharon Springs on Friday night. You fall 50-0. They were able to hold your offense in check as Mason Baker didn't quite get like he has in some games this year. Just kind of looking at what some of the things were that went wrong, what stood out there on Friday at Sharon Springs?
You know, that's just one of those things where Mason Baker was sick all week long, so we were just out of rhythm. I'm not trying to make excuses. It was one of those weeks where we just really, really struggled to be in anything right away, and it just really, really downpoured on us. Threw four picks, line didn't block very well, and they're just a very athletic football team that's going to take advantage of things when you don't play the way you should play. So just really inconsistent play by us, not one of our best games for sure.
When you look at what they were able to do, like you said, an athletic crew, they scored 50 points. And I know there's been times this year where the defense has been, not your strong suit. So what were some of the things that they did on that side of the ball that maybe caused problems that I'm guessing they didn't do anything you weren't expecting, but what stood out there?
They just really attacked us on offense and they played really physical for being not huge kids. And I think, like you said, we just really struggle sometimes. And they got out on us early, and we kind of tucked our tails and kind of gave up, I felt like, and it wasn't really a good look for us. So kind of a disappointing game for us, honestly.
We're talking with Joel Strukoff, the coach of the Thunder Ridge football team, here in our locker room chats. We're going to take a timeout. We come back, we'll preview the first round of the playoffs coming up on Thursday here on KD Country 94 on our locker room chats, KDCountry94.com as well.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic, Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavic, CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 as we're still with Joel Strukoff, the coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, you have Central Plains coming up next, the first round of the playoffs here on Thursday night. The Oilers are 6-2. Just kind of looking at their schedule, they scored 102 points last week against Reno County Homeschool in a 102-56 win, so you know they can score points if given the opportunity. What are your thoughts about Central Plains coming into this first round playoff game Thursday?
You know, the first thoughts of Central Plains are they're very much like Sharon Springs, so this is going to have to be a test for us where we really fix things and we play a more physical brand of football, because that's what Central Plains wants to do. You know, they don't get out of the eye a whole lot.
And if they do, it's kind of like a third and long situation or a different situation. But they really just want to pound the football and play a physical brand of football. So that's something we've kind of struggled with this year. When someone wants to play physical with us, we don't really step up to the task. So just an emphasis on really playing tough defensively, playing more physical offensively, just a more physical style of football like we're used to from last year. So just having kids step up and play physical.
How much does a game like last week refocus you for this kind of a game here tonight or Thursday night?
You know, I think we were kind of on our high horse and we kind of walked down there to Sharon Springs and just expected them to give us a victory. And it was a good wake-up call for some of our guys. I think they just thought that, you know, we were better than them, so it was going to be easy, and that definitely was not the case. We knew that they were a very athletic football team, and I think that's the same thing here with Central Plains. You know, you're going to have to play your best brand of football every game from here on forward, or you're done. So we just really need to step up and play physical this week.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about this. There's going to be a special ceremony at 6:30 before the game, as Don Wiens Field is the name of your field coming up starting on Thursday. And I know that you've been around Don pretty much your whole life up there, growing up in Kensington and playing at Thunder Ridge. What does that mean to you, and what does he mean to your community and the honor that he's going to have there of Don Wiens Field?
You know, I think when most people think of Kensington, Westmoreland County, or Thunder Ridge, you know, they think of Don Wiens. That's the first person you think of. It'd be the first person I think of for sure. Just from my time as a kid growing up, being in Kensington, Don has helped so many different athletes and people in the community, not just athletes, you know. I don't think people understand how much time he puts into the school, how much time he puts into the community. This was a long-awaited ceremony, you know. I think he's just way too humble. Mm-hmm. It just hasn't been done till this time because he was such a humble person, you know, and didn't want to, you know, make it about him. But it's time to make it about him because he is Kensington, you know. He's kind of what we are as a community. So just very thankful that we finally got this opportunity to celebrate him as a person, as an athletic director, and just everything he's done for us.
Joel Struckoff, coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, very well said there. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best luck as you open the playoffs against Central Plains.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
Too much football? There's no such thing.
Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies. And don't forget to tune in to KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com this Friday evening for the Football Express at 5:40 as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.